Colin Kaepernick became a headline again yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that that Nike ad.
Wow, huh?
Yeah.
What a strong ad, too.
Brilliant.
The way they did it, just with his eyes, like right by the words.
Brilliant.
And the top of his head. So you may not know exactly who it is at that second, but then you figure it out, and I want to get the wording exactly right. There it is. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
And it's just a close-up of his face.
Just powerful. Right. It's actually from the top of his nose right here up. And so it's really his eyes are right above the words. It's very strong.
There were two different ones. The Nike one was a full face. One of them was a full face. He tweeted a picture, and then there was Nike's ad. One of them had a full face, and the words went right, but between his...
You're right. Here it is. Yeah, he cut it off. Okay, I see what he did. I see the opening picture was cut off. But yeah, here it is. It's down to right below his mouth.
Right.
So... It's just, it's a powerful ad. You know, no matter what your opinion is on it, it's going to be a powerful campaign. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
Okay.
I mean, if that wasn't attached to him, that could be a Nike slogan. You know, that's about Nike, right? Just do it. You know, you never quit, that kind of thing.
So they never dropped him.
Never did?
They never dropped him. They've been paying him the whole time. Right. And now they unleashed at this thing. You know, it's funny. It's a phenomenal ad. Whether you agree with Kaepernick or not, I have said a million times I support his, what he's upset about, and I understand what he's upset about.
The message,
just not the way. I've said it a million times. I'll say it till the end. But you cannot deny how powerful that ad can be right now. Mm-hmm. I would be surprised if it's not on a giant billboard in Times Square already.
Oh, I would think so.
And whoever came up with the phrasing, say it one more time.
Yeah, believe in something, period. Even if it means sacrificing everything.
Right. And, I mean, that slogan right there could have Martin Luther King's face on it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It could have.
Very powerful. I mean, he sacrificed everything in his football career. You know, he's still getting paid. He's not like, he's not running out of money or anything. But he sacrificed a potential football career.
He sacrificed his dreams.
Yeah.
He sacrificed his dream of being an NFL quarterback for something that he believed in. It cost him everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, he lived it for a little while, but he never got to finish his career.
No, he lived it for a little while, but make no mistake, it cost him millions and millions and millions of dollars.
And it clearly cost him every day. I'm sure walking in public is difficult. People either harass you or praise you or something, but they never just let you walk by.
Yeah.
Because he's Colin Kaepernick and he is at the center.
And now, didn't the arbitration judge rule his case against the NFL to go to court,
yes.
Brett?
Yeah,
that
moving forward.
Moving forward. And the NFL currently is on hold with their new guidelines where you can stay in the tunnel or the locker room or something like that.
Yeah.
The guidelines are on hold as discussions between the NFL and the NFL Players Association continue as we move toward Thursday night. So we'll see what happens by Thursday.
Right.
So I don't know if their new policy is going to stay, if they thought of maybe some improvements, but they're working with the NFLPA on it. So, because I'm sure the players aren't happy about, the ones who want to protest aren't happy about, I got to stay in the locker room? No.
I got an email from a listener from our other show. It said, I'm wondering how much WBAB and its listeners really support our veterans. How about on Veterans Day weekend, nobody goes to, watches, or listens to an NFL game anymore? Maybe then the owners will stand up. Like, do you really think the owners don't want to deal with this? They don't want to deal with this.
Oh, yeah, and you totally have their attention. It doesn't mean they don't want to, the owners are standing up because they have a business, they have players who think on both sides of the issue.
We pay for entertainment, not protest. Yeah, that's true, but not everybody. Like, we've had this conversation on our show a million times. Mm. We've had plenty of veterans call in and say, I fought just so they can do this. Mm. Right.
So it's the 30th anniversary of the Just Do It campaign, and that's why this has come out now. That's in celebration of their 30th anniversary.
There was a couple of them, too. There was girls from there's a picture of, I'm not sure, I saw it from a distance, whether it was Venus or Serena Williams, and it was them playing tennis, and the line read, girls from Compton don't play tennis. They own it. And I was like, oh, damn.
That's awesome. That's great.
Damn.
I love it.
Damn.
All
right. Oh, snap.
Justin's on line one. Hey, Justin, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
All right. What's happening?
Question. How do you think the NFL is going to respond to the Nike ad? Because, you know, they get a lot of that Nike money. And then my other question is, do you think companies like Under Armour or Adidas or Puma or, you know, any basically any athletic apparel is going to try to capitalize on this? Because Nike's going to get a, I think, a beat in financially from this, you know?
No, they're not.
Venturing. No?
No, they're not. I thought the same. Like, it's a ballsy move on Nike's.
You don't think Nike will take some heat?
I think they'll take some heat. I think maybe some people will buy Adidas or Puma and not Nike, but I think then that brand is so strong.
Not to blow it up
so
too much.
So strong.
But there's already an article with people burning their Nike stuff or cutting the swoosh off of their stuff. Okay. So, I mean, there is some reaction to it, but that's a couple examples only.
See, I never understood the burning stuff that you already paid for.
And it's not cheap.
I'll show them. I'm going to give them my money and then buy stuff and then throw it away.
Burn my own clothes.
Morons.
Idiots.
Yeah, that's all
probably.
It is. I don't think they're going to.
Thank you, guys. Meteor, for show, and keep up the good work.
Awesome.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, Justin.
I don't think they're going to. I think that's so big, they won't even feel it.
Here's another
thing. But I do commend them for putting their balls up on the line for one of their guys. I mean, you want to talk about standing by your people.
That's true.
That's doing it right there.
Yeah. Now, since Kaepernick started is this going to be the third season this is going on?
Well, kind of. It started, and then last year was the first full year he was not on the team. Yeah.
Just the second full season. So I think a lot has changed from when he started. When he started, it was like, nobody wanted to hear. I think after a couple of years here, I think it might be getting through where you're
That's
seeing...
what I said last week, and I said now they need the next step.
Yeah, because you're seeing the news stories about tonight an officer, here's the video of an officer shooting a guy, here's a video of an unarmed guy, you know, whatever. I think the repetition of that and those things going on, whether right or wrong, and all, you know, every case is different, but whatever, justified or not, you see those cases, and I think people's eyes are more open. And at the end of one of the articles I was reading about it, it said that as far as the protest goes, which has to do with police treatment of African-Americans and minorities, well, in one of the articles, it said that 54% of Americans polled in this NBC News poll, Wall Street Journal poll as well, thought it was inappropriate to kneel during the anthem.
54?
54.
Okay.
43% thought it was appropriate. Now, I didn't know the numbers would be that close because you're involving the anthem. The issue, I think the numbers, you know, I think everybody can agree with the issue. There's a problem there and it should be solved and nobody wants somebody shot
right,
who doesn't
approach,
deserve it, clearly.
The approach has been the issue.
But the kneeling with the anthem. So a lot more people since the beginning have now become a very strong minority number as opposed to maybe it was 20% when it started or 25%, whatever the number was, it sure felt like a lot less. And now it feels like the number's getting closer, maybe because people are understanding more about what's going on. But some people maybe are now not afraid to say, listen, I know it's during the anthem, but it got your attention and here we go. Yeah. And you've got to see what's going on. And now after a couple of years of seeing actual news reports where these things are happening, maybe it's clicking in people's heads. Like something has to change, training has to change, treatment of people has to change, whatever it is.
Right.
Whatever the situation.
And I keep saying, okay.
And so maybe more people are saying it's appropriate.
Okay, so you got now you've huddled the masses, right? Now what's your next step?
Right.
Now is when you have to do it. Some of the other ads, the Nike Just Do It, you know, listen, I've always thought their marketing team is probably the best in the business. Mm-hmm. I always thought. I feel like there's never really been a misstep. And a lot of people think this one might have been a misstep. I don't think.
It's Nike's brand.
Where's their stock at? Did the stock drop?
Yeah, a little bit.
How much?
It looks like a few bucks right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a percentage next to it? Probably not.
They could have
a couple bucks. They have a couple good ones. They have one Odell Beckham arm stretched out, making a one-handed catch. It says, "Don't wait until you've won a ring to play like it." I think that's a good slogan.
Wow, that's good.
There's a kid, Darren Revelle. I believe he's the one. Well, I know he's the one who's got the stump arm. His brother got drafted last year by the Seahawks, and then they drafted him. I believe he's the kid. And it said, who would ever think a kid like me would go pro. And then, you know, with the Just Do It. And then the girls from Compton don't play tennis. They own it.
That's awesome.
It is Serena. Yeah.
I mean, these are all very bold statements. And Kaepernick probably, obviously, the highest profile of them. And maybe they'll take some heat in the beginning. But I bet you in the long run, it just cements Nike's can-do attitude or whatever you want to call it. No crap attitude, just do it attitude.
See, with me, with Nike.
And in the end, they stay solid. I mean, they're a huge, you know, good quality product company. So I don't think they're going to go up in flames.
With Nike, first off, I don't use a lot of their products. I'm more of an Adidas dude. But have been since I was a little kid. But I love the fact that they're backing their, they back their people the way they do. Like, was it 2 weeks ago when the U.S. Open started, or a week ago when the U.S. Open started, and the guy that runs the French Open said that next year Serena Williams won't be allowed to use her cat suit, and Nike put out an ad with her cat suit saying, like, you could take something like you could take the superpower, you can't take the superpowers away from the superhero, or you could take away the, you know, the costume, but you can't take the superpowers away. I like the way they back their people. I do. I have a serious appreciation for that, because like it's just like in radio, when you get in trouble, the good, if you're worth it, the good companies will not bow down to BS. The good companies will fight for their people. And whether you believe in the way Kaepernick has handled his business or not, I personally appreciate the way Nike has. You know, they easily could have dropped him. Like, we're not touching this thing. But it turned to find out that they've been paying him the whole time.
Yeah, they were a little quiet about it, but
they've been paying him the whole time.
But now, and now they put out this thing, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. That's a very strong statement with his face. Jeff is on line three. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. I heard Mike about it this morning. I looked it up, and somebody did the exact same ad, but they took Colin Kaepernick out and put Pat Tillman in there instead with the same ad.
Was he a Nike athlete? Was he someone
I don't know
that,
if he was or not, but when you put him in that ad, then all of a sudden that brings a whole new meaning to the story there.
Right.
To sacrificing everything.
Right.
Absolutely.
It most certainly does.
It really puts it on another level.
100%.
Interesting.
Pat Tillman is everything I would want my kid to be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think if you're raising a boy into a man in this country and somebody who's willing to do that and make that kind of sacrifice, that's kind of everything you want. The thing about Pat Tillman, and this is the unfortunate truth, people who have never watched a football game in their life can pick out Colin Kaepernick out of a lineup at this point.
Oh, yeah. No question.
People that have never watched a football game in their life have no idea who Pat Tillman is. People who have watched football in their life couldn't pick Pat Tillman.
Some of them don't know.
Couldn't pick Pat Tillman out of a lineup. And there's a guy who gave his life.
About that.
Who was in the NFL, quit the NFL to join the military after as a response to September 11th. You know?
It is an amazing thing to think of Pat Tillman's face and this line, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. That takes that sentence, those two sentences, and brings them to this next level where now it's like, I said before, well, Kaepernick gave up his NFL career. I mean, that's a big give. When you compare that, all of a sudden it's like, that's no big deal. compared to Pat Tillman.
And I still say this.
Man.
And I mean
it's
it.
Powerful, too.
I think if he was a better quarterback, he'd have been on an NFL team.
Maybe.
I do. I mean it. If Aaron Rodgers did this, let me rephrase that because it's got to be a black quarterback. Who's a great black quarterback right now? Dak Prescott, but he's too young. Give me something. But why am I drawing a blank?
Jameis is too young, right?
Jameis has improved himself.
I don't even think it has to be a black quarterback. It's someone who's standing up for what they believe in.
Okay.
And if it was whatever the quarterback is, I don't think it would matter. I don't think it would matter. It's
Let me tell you something.
Colin Kaepernick could be on a team right now. No team wants to take that risk because there's way too much
that,
baggage.
But
to go
I said this in the very beginning. If he was a great quarterback, he'd be on a team. Aaron Rodgers pulls this move. Aaron Rodgers is still the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. There's no question about it.
Interesting.
He just wasn't good enough. I mean, I know he was good.
He's good enough to be on a team.
You're right. He's good enough to be on a team. But if he was a great elite quarterback, he's never off a team.
He seemed like he was going to be.
He's never off a team.
And they figured him out.
Because unlike Nike, San Fran didn't back him.
All right, listen, we got a lot of people on hold. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Believe in something, even if it means you have to give up everything.
Wow.
That is just, see, this is such a powerful line. And you can apply that line to different people to mean different things.
That Pat Tillman angle is great.
It really is very powerful as well. For Roger and JP on the Bone, Real Raw Radio, be right back. Just talking about the new Nike ad with Colin Kaepernick's face and the phrase across the picture that says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And I was just looking through some tweets and stuff about the topic, and John Rich from, what is it? Is it Big and Rich? Yeah, Big and Rich. His sound man cut the Nike swoosh off his socks. So John Rich posts a picture of it showing the cutout swooshes, Nike swooshes. And he says, our sound man just cut the Nike swoosh off his socks. Former Marine, get ready at Nike. Multiply that by the millions. And he has about 30,000 likes on there already, and more than that in comments.
The kid Darren Revelle.
So it's building for sure.
That I told you about before. He was the player that got drafted. He's got like a stump on the end of his arm. I think he's a defensive end or a linebacker or something. He put a poll up on his Twitter page. He's got 2.3 million followers, 2.03 million. His poll was Nike's use of Colin Kaepernick today, and it's just do it, Ed, makes me more likely to buy Nike, less likely to buy Nike, 50, does not affect decisions. Out of 35,938 votes, 50% people won't affect the decision. The other ones are split 29, were more likely to buy, 21 less likely to buy.
Huh. Wow.
Right.
I just got a text from a buddy of mine, and you know how they, somebody said, you know, the Pat Tillman face, Pat Tillman from the NFL's face about sacrificing everything.
Yeah.
There's more versions of that happening. And there's one with a New York City police officer from 9/11 that says, hey, Nike, this is police officer Chris Amoroso. We worked together at the Port Authority bus terminal. This is the last picture of him alive. After he brought this woman to safety, he ran back into the South Tower of the World Trade Center when it collapsed. If you look at his left hand, you'll see your swoosh trademark. The police officer had gloves on for the tower or whatever, and it happened to be Nike gloves, and there is a swoosh on his hand. He says, believe in something. Even if it means sacrificing everything, just do it. He says, I'll never buy another Nike product ever again. He's so offended by the Kaepernick ad, and he's showing you, like, this is, you know, the hero you should have in that picture, like this type of guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's the same emotion as putting Pat Tillman in the ad. But Nike is not surprised by this going on and knows right. This is going to happen.
Right. And that I get. What I don't get is taking the stuff that you already bought and burning it.
I was just watching the video of the shoes burning.
That'll never make any sense to me. Hey, Eddie on line four. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, he's a bum.
Okay, good talk, Eddie. You waited Thanks, online Eddie, a half an hour for that?
I know.
Jeff on line three. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up?
I just wanted to say, everybody says that he sacrificed everything. He's still getting paid by the 49ers. He's still getting paid by Nike. He turned down a contract from the Broncos. What did he turn down? He was the second-string quarterback. He turned down a job to be a second-string quarterback. Mm-hmm. That was his choice.
Right. Are you sure he's still getting paid? Hold on a second. Are you sure he's still getting paid by San Francisco?
I don't think so
because NFL contracts are not guaranteed. If the 49ers cut him, then they're not paying him. Unless he's got his guaranteed money, you know, maybe he's still getting the money that he was guaranteed.
Portions of it is guaranteed. And, you know, I'm not 100% sure on that. I did hear that on the radio this morning.
And don't listen to anybody on the radio.
Or the internet, right? I was listening to Mike's show this morning, and he's saying that all the NFL players have the absolute right to do what they're doing until the owners start losing money. I didn't get through on Mike's show, but my comment was going to be, if Spanish was doing something to cost the Mike Calter show money every day, and you continued to do it, would somebody step in and say, hey, you're costing us money? You know, everybody says it's their right, but it's the owner's right to to pay them and to have them perform and do what they're supposed to do, not lose money. If they shared in the loss that the NFL has taken equally amongst the kneelers, then okay, do what you're going to do. But it just seems to me that the owners are losing the money and these guys are grandstanding.
The owners are losing the money and there's nothing they can do about it. Because if you start fining players, then you are deemed racist or socially insensitive. It's crazy. Listen, the NFL couldn't have effed this thing up more if they tried.
I agree.
They couldn't have effed this thing up more.
They can't do anything about it, but it doesn't make it right.
It is in the NFL players' code of conduct that you will be on the sideline, helmet in hand, standing during the national anthem. It is in the code of conduct. They chose not to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're dealing with this. Good luck.
Yeah, I agree.
Take care, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
By the way,
I was looking it up. Kaepernick he opted out of his contract and became a free agent, which was before he was going to be released anyway.
Okay.
So I don't know how long. And that was 2017.
So the only money he's getting paid is any remaining payment that he had. Oh, wait, no, because they wanted some of his, because he opted out of his contract, they wanted some of his guaranteed money back.
Oh, is that what it was?
If I remember.
Yeah, this doesn't mention that so much. This is just an article from May of 2017 saying that he had opted out to become a free agent, but that John Lynch confirmed, the GM, that he was going to be released anyway if he hadn't voluntarily removed himself.
Right.
So I don't know how the money works after that, but even so, even if he opted out in May of 2017, so it's been a year and some, he hasn't gotten paid from the Niners.
The Denver thing, I remember.
Possibly.
They wanted to bring him in as a backup, and he thought he could be a starter, so we turned it down.
Yeah.
I remember that. Mike on line 2.
Hey, I was just calling, no opinion, but I remember JP was asking, and he kept asking, and nobody would give him the answer he wanted about the kneeling thing, as opposed, you know, that's how he chose to, and it was a veteran that had reached out to him because he was sitting on the bench, and the veteran said, well, this is the thing to do, make yourself present, and, you know, not agreeing with it or not, but that's who told him. This was a while back. You were wondering about why he was, what the kneeling thing was about, and that's what the veteran said to do as far as the protest, if he chose to protest like that. So that's just for JP, because you would ask people to call.
So the veteran thought that would be effective.
No, he wasn't giving him an opinion. He just said, in his opinion, the thing to do to draw attention to it, instead of just being nonchalant, was to kneel and make yourself present, say, I'm making a statement, not I'm just ignoring the country. And right. That was a veteran that had reached out to him, not agreeing with it or not. I'm not even, you know, saying what my opinion is or anything, but just JP was, like, losing his mind because people were not giving him an answer. This was a couple months ago, and I tried to get in that day, and I remember it. It's so frustrating because you were just like, I want an answer. And so that's why the kneeling thing is there. So
thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Shane on line 4. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
All right. What's happening?
First off, I'm a Coast Guard vet. It's his right to protest. You do it. Do I agree with how he does it? No, but it's his right. You're able to do it. Nike's been in the news years back for, what, child labor and everything else?
Right.
And they're still exactly where they need to be. There's no such thing as bad publicity for an established brand like Nike. So the guy who walked in making $50,000 a year in marketing, that's like, why don't we use Kaepernick, is an absolute genius.
Yeah, I said that's exactly how we started. I go, whoever works for Nike and came up with that idea is brilliant.
Whether you like it, whether you don't agree with it, how you're mad, not mad, it does not matter. The entire country is talking about Nike today.
Yep.
That is true.
Shortly they'll be talking about Amazon because that announcement just came out. They are now officially a $1 trillion company.
Oh, wow.
$1 trillion company. So now you got two of them at the same time, Apple and Amazon.
The guy in Nike marketing is going to make more this year than Kaepernick probably, and honestly, he deserves it.
Take care.
Thanks, Shane. Neil is on line 5. What's up, Neil?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I've just got a question. I think, not really a question, a statement. I think the NFL is two-faced because Tebow would kneel at the end zone when he scored, not during the national anthem, but that was
they stopped him.
His faith. And they not only banned it, but also fined him for it. They also would not allow him to wear 316. And now, oh, these guys are allowed to do whatever they want. So what's it going to be?
Well, the they got him doing the kneeling thing for the touchdown. He was penalized for it. It was excessive celebration. So that's what they got him for that. And then he realized that there was, I think he was he being fined for it or whatever it was.
I was looking to say.
Listen, the Tebow thing, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. That was for religious reasons.
If you wanted to pray during that, you know, I still think it's a show of your religion or, you know, don't tell me it was an over celebration or anything like that. A 2 second kneel, you know,
right.
You got guys that are running over there. The whole team tackles them and stuff like that. Or,
you know, what you know,
they call it a celebration. They don't want to call it a religious display. That would get them, you know, that would be worse.
Yeah.
So they call it a celebration.
Thanks, man.
Hmm. Yeah. I can't find if Tebow was fined. Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
We'll continue the conversation for a little while longer, and then we'll switch gears.
Yeah.
A lot of people still looking to get through. If you have an opinion on it, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
We've been talking about the Colin Kaepernick ad for Nike, which, I mean, Nike puts it out. They know it's going to create a stir. But it's his face, and it says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And, of course, that means, you know, basically his NFL career. He had 6 seasons, and by all guesses, he could have had a few more, I would think. But I think we made it pretty clear talking to everybody that his sacrifice hasn't been totally financial either. He made good money in those 6 years, and he continued to make money from Nike while he wasn't playing. And it seems like he got paid through at least into 2017 at some point. So the comparison to Pat Tillman, you know, crushes that because Pat Tillman gave his life, quit the NFL, and gave his life, killed by friendly fire over in Afghanistan, I think it was. So there's different degrees of everything, sacrificing everything. But that's the ad, and it's a very controversial ad. Some people are burning shoes. Some are never going to wear Nike again. Others think it's a great ad and think and they support him completely.
Hey, Chuck, on line 2, what's up?
Off a speaker there. Hopefully this will put this to rest finally. What upsets me is this has never, and nobody says this, this has never been about respect or disrespect of the military. That was never a point until our buffoon in chief made it an issue.
Stop. It started before he even got into office. Stop. It was before he got into office. You're wrong.
Well, the first year or so, once again, nobody questioned the military. And if you think about it, the only people who call in are the ones that don't care about whether or not people of color have the same America that we do. It's always, Phil, I don't like them disrespecting my military. That's got nothing to do with it.
God, right. But they're allowed to react to it the way they want to react to it. It's not
right.
Up for you and I. It's not up for you and I. To say whether they're right or wrong.
And Chuck, don't you see that somebody says that, the reason they're saying that, disrespecting the military, is because they're saying you're disrespecting the flag and the military people who died for the flag. So that's where that comes from. And, you know,
but you can understand people feeling like that, I think. But it's the people that don't think beyond themselves that think it has anything to do with the military. It's got nothing to do with it. You have military people telling you it's got nothing to do with the military.
Right, that's a ripple effect.
And then
There are plenty of military people who do take issue with the way they went about protesting social injustice. There's plenty of them.
I just think that a lot of people get all up in arms without ever looking at what the true base issue is, which is that this America does not exist for a lot of people of color.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be 2/3 of a person.
Right. And a lot of, and I don't think you're going to find too many people, well, you will, but too many people that disagree with that. What they're disagreeing with, I'm one of them, is the way they went about their protest. I'm not knocking them I'm not saying they don't have the right to protest. They do. I just wish they would have done it a different way. But that's my opinion. It's not stopping me from. It's not stopping me from watching football. I can tell you that.
Yeah, and you know how the NFL could have solved all this? Just had the broadcasters not show the players on the sideline during the anthem. They can show the people standing. They can show the band that might.
The fans would have been in the audience. Yeah. The fans would see it. What are you not? Dude, goodbye.
Well, so the 60,000 people would see it, but 3 million wouldn't see it.
Of course.
That's what he's saying.
But it would get out. People are going to take pictures. There's social media. Of course it would get out.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have the same impact as, right. Every television station showing that during the mm-hmm. game. That's what's keeping it in the forefront. And once again,
well, it helps.
Just like with our buffoon in chief mentioning it, out of every chance he can in order to inflame,
You want to say buffoon in chief one more time before we let you go? Make yourself feel better?
Trump, do you have anything to say to this guy before he goes?
He's a loser.
I got two shots. So. That's enough for me. I know I'll quit when I'm by it. Okay.
All right, Chuck. Thank you, Chuck. Steve is on line three. Hi, Steve. Roger and JP, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys are making me laugh this morning. Thanks for it. Hey, so I remember when the Kaepernick thing first came about, and hopefully you remember, Roger, JP, one of you, hopefully. I feel like the issue was way when it first started, the first two games, he sat on the bench. He sat. He was like pouting like a little kid. And pouting on the bench. Mm. And then that's when it, became an issue. And then he talked to someone in the military and said, hey, is that really disrespectful? Mm. And then they said, yeah, why don't you kneel instead? Like, that's a little less disrespectful. And he's like, all right, I'll start kneeling. And then the public caught on to it and saw that he was doing it. But he had already talked to someone in the military. So I feel like all this outrage is from people who don't remember the sitting, because they always say kneeling versus standing. It was...
You know what? It doesn't. It's the way it's the way it hits the individual.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of people are sheep, and they're just following along. Be like, "Oh, he's pissed off at the flag." Everybody tells him he's pissed off at the flag. So he must be pissed off at the flag.
Mad, I'll be mad.
Exactly.
But I also feel. I also feel you're right that the way they went about it is wrong, because I feel the average NFL fan now is kind of like, all right, man, we get it. We get that there's injustice. We get it. We get it. We want to watch football. But you have 3 million, 5 million Twitter followers. You got all these people that you can rally on your own time, and you're bad for business now for the NFL. And again, like you said, you're not a star. You're a backup. And when you're bad for business and you're not Aaron Rodgers, you're not Cam Newton, then, see you later. You're bad for business.
Brett, do you still have the audio from Tony Dungy from the other day that we played? Remember when how he would handle Colin Kaepernick?
Oh, that's right. Oh. He was talking about that big press conference.
Yeah, I didn't know if you pulled it or if you were just playing it off of the website the other day. Yeah, I thought he was pretty brilliant about it, and Tony Dungy. Mm. Not too many people that disrespect that dude.
Lance is on line six. What's up, Lance?
Hey, guys. Basically saying the same thing the last guy said. It all started when somebody started. They started a different quarterback over him, and he sat there and cried about it like a little kid. And, makes the headlines the next day, and he's sitting there going, oh, I look smart. Oh, I look like I have an agenda. No.
Come on, dude.
So he just took it and he ran with it.
They all started
being benched. Yeah. Go back and look. He all started from just being benched. Somebody else was going to start over. And he sat there and cried about it like a baby. And then the next day, it's his big thing, and he ran with it. But he all started just from being benched.
There's Lance boiling it down. Thank you.
I'm not sure he's right, though.
I don't know. He's trying to simplify it, and I don't know if that's exactly how it went. Kenny's online, too. Let's just take a couple calls, and then we'll be done. Sorry about the Nike ad that came out yesterday with Colin Kaepernick. On it. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, a couple callers ago sounded like he was kind of anti-military. Well, if he can't stand behind the military, why don't he go stand in front of them?
Ah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if he was or not. You said it sounded like, who knows if he supported the military or not.
I think we may have peaked.
It didn't sound.
Why? We're getting some really good bumper sticker cliche type calls. Don't you like those? If you can't stand behind the military, stand in front of them. That's definitely a bumper sticker somewhere.
Right. Or at least a t-shirt. you know.
And then Adam on line three. Go ahead, Adam.
I just had one question. Everybody talks about taking the knee and protesting. What happened that made it all go forward is the military started paying the NFL, and I believe they do in college, to allow the military and the vets to hold the flag as a recruitment tool for the military. And now, if they would have just left the players in the locker room until the national anthem went off and they came out, it never would have been an issue. But since the military pays for them to go out and stand there as a recruitment tool, now it's a big issue. I don't agree with people taking a knee.
You're saying the military pays, and so the NFL puts the players out there because the military has
To have them hold the flag so that they're seen and that they're idolized, and it is a recruitment tool, and you can look it up what happened.
How many years ago
they stopped.
Right. The military does. Well, what happened was the NFL started taking flak because all these flyovers and everything else, nobody knew that there was the military's kind of ad campaign for themselves.
Yeah.
It is a recruitment tool. There's no question about it. But then the NFL started taking heat for taking money from the military.
I've just never seen a pro player, any sport, hold the flag before a game.
I have after 9/11.
Okay, but as a normal thing at the NFL games, they were doing that.
It's not holding the flag. It's that they are out there during the national anthem. Okay. I play college
football. They've always been out there during the national. Hold on a second.
Maybe not the NFL, but the college is the same as far as getting paid. And I was a player in college, and we stayed in the locker room until right before kickoff, after the national anthem went off. Yeah. So I was just wondering if that's an issue. That's my comment.
I see your point now.
The NFL, as far as I can remember, they were on the field during the national anthem. That wasn't new.
Yeah.
That wasn't new. But I remember when that story came out about the NFL taking money from the military to let them do the flyovers and let them do all this stuff. And the flags on the field kind of came out after 9/11.
Yeah, that became a thing, especially the flag the size of the field.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Won't forget when that first started. That was very moving. Now you get a little more used to it, but it's pretty impressive.
Remember that when, Mets and Yankees, and I know here everybody was wearing NYPD, NYFD, PAFD.
Yes.
Everybody
was wearing hats in honor of the people who rescued and, recovered, really, the pile. Yep. All right. Hey, we'll see what happens and where this goes, but it looks like there is definitely some movement that may turn into a big boil over Nike. We'll see how this 30th anniversary ad campaign goes. You're going to hear about it for a while and see if it fires things up. And who knows what's going to happen Thursday night, the first NFL game. They're still meeting about what their policy is for before the game.
I'll tell you what's going to happen.
What?
A lot of people are going to bet on the game. They're going to watch. They're going to put in their fantasy lineups. They're going to eat nachos. They're going to eat pizza. They're going to drink beer, and they're going to be happy again.
The Falcons and the Eagles.
All right. Hey, coming up
next. USA!
That guy's going to be watching.
He's going to be there.
No doubt.
100 of them are going to be there.
When we come back, I'm going to teach you about wasping. I just shake my head at this point.
Teach you about wasping.
Wasping.
All right. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Be right back.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.